I feel like it should be like a promo for a rock concert.
You do love Metallica.
Or a festival.
I think that should be like our intro song, and we're walking out at a big rock concert.
Mm-hmm.
Like, now entering the stage, Sergio and Kate.
Law and Disorder.
Law and Disorder.
One night only. This week.
To the death.
They'll be back next week.
For another till the death.
To the death.
Finish it.
I love it. It's unfinished business. Part 92. Still not finished. It's like those old movies in the 80s where it's like there's like seven sequels and it's
still. How many Rockies were there?
I think he was at like seven or
Did
six.
Did he ever win any? I think he won all the time.
It's just
I've only seen the first Rocky.
He kept fighting. There's a rumor that he's gonna make another one.
Oh God. Anyway,
he's fighting for his life again because he fought for his life in Creed. So, it just keeps happening. Whatever.
Anyway, hey everybody.
What's up, guys? Law and Disorder. We're here. Coming at you on episode 109.
Mm-hmm.
Let's thank the sponsors real quick. Let's thank Wayspace Audio for all this mind-bending like ideas that we come up with.
Every episode
we get an idea. So thanks for that, Wayspace. And thanks to Young Ideas Dish. Hit them up for all of your Dish product needs and your Google Home product needs.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
So, episode 109. Valentine's Day.
Yes, that is what we are discussing today.
It is happening this week.
Yep, it is this week.
Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
Do not forget. Guys, do not forget.
And girls.
I know, but guys.
Guys especially.
Do not forget. You are being warned. It is Wednesday the 14th. The day changes, but the date does not. It's always February the 14th. Doesn't matter if there's a leap year, not a leap year. It's like Christmas, same day every year. So don't forget. Gotta stress that.
I know. And the day before Valentine's Day is Fat Tuesday. So make sure you go party, you know.
It is?
Yeah. So Ash Wednesday falls on Valentine's Day this year. We're going to have a very early Easter this year.
I knew that.
Mm-hmm. So this week is Fat Tuesday week.
I guess I didn't realize that Fat Tuesday and Valentine's.
Well, no, Fat Tuesday isn't always right before Valentine's Day.
No, I just didn't realize this year that, like, you had Fat Tuesday, and then you got Valentine's, Lent, Ash Wednesday. Who the heck put that together?
The Orthodox calendar. I don't know. Orthodox calendar. I don't.
There's somebody there that should be able to say, like, this doesn't line up. We need to give them a different. Can we make it next week? Or can we make it the week before?
Like, it's following, you know, just after the Super Bowl and, you know. People are tired already.
So it's the Super Bowl weekend. It was the Super Bowl weekend and Mardi Gras and all that, blah, blah, blah.
Valentine's Day.
Combined. I guess I didn't realize that.
Yeah. Huh. It's a pretty, pretty big week. Lots happening.
Happened, still happening. Jeez. Yeah. Mind blowing. So we were talking about Valentine's.
Yes. So I wanted to talk about it because I know. Probably most people celebrate it. It's not a religious holiday by any means, but I never really knew like where it came from. I always fell into the whole, it's a big marketing scheme, blah, 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 blah.
It is.
Well, yeah, but
straight about Hallmark.
I didn't know if like that was purely it because I've never learned the history quote of Valentine's Day and how it originated. It was just always there.
As long as I've known about Valentine's Day since I was a little kid, and you know, and you do like Valentine's parties at school and all that, it always involves money and you giving crap to people.
Yeah, and it's crap.
Cards and candy,
flowers.
Crap that dies or that expires in the next like 60 days or earlier. So yeah, no, I've always thought it was just a Hallmark created holiday. So please educate me.
Yeah. So I found an article that kind of explains some of the facts about Valentine's Day, where it came from, how it originated, why we celebrate it, and all that stuff.
Ooh.
So we're going to start off with the biggest one, and we're going to kind of go into where Valentine's Day originated from, and I did not know this. It kind of comes from something kind of like, what's a good word for it? Bloody? Murdery? Not murdery, but bloody. So Valentine's Day stems from an old Roman fertility festival.
That sounds interesting.
So it comes from a pagan fertility festival dating back to the 6th century BC. So okay. A very long time ago.
Very old.
And during it, every year between February 13th and February 15th, so for those 3 days, the Romans celebrated something called Lupercalia. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right. Lupercalia, Lupercalia. But they would celebrate this by sacrificing animals and then slapping women with the hide or the skin of said animal. What? Which was believed to make that woman who got slapped more fertile.
Because nothing says fertility like old bloody hide.
Getting slapped with it.
Like,
and then the women that were slapped and got more fertile, quote, they would be paired off to eligible single men via like a lottery system. So that's how they would find like significant other.
So the joke I was literally about to make before you said that is, so does somebody have to go like consummate this with this girl while she's bloodied with, you know, dead hide on her?
I mean, I don't know if they do it at that second.
Nothing says sexy time like smelling like dead, bloody dead cow, you know?
I mean, I don't know. It doesn't say like what animal specifically, but like what would you rather get hit with? Like the hide of a cow or a pig or a goat?
But again, nothing says sexy time like a girl that smells like bloody dead something.
Oh, yeah. Are you totally turned on by that?
I mean, oh, no, I'm not actually. For being the clean freak that I am, no. Oh. So it's like, here, son, pick one in this lottery system. It's like, I don't want any. I don't want it. Don't make me.
So as gross as that sounds, eventually that tradition ended. And apparently it was Pope Galatius the I that outlawed Lupercalia. He outlawed that. And this happened at the end of the 5th century. So
like, it went
a whole century went by. They did this. And he instituted St. Valentine's Day on February 14th.
Okay.
Yeah. But do you know who the patron saint is for that holiday?
St. Valentine?
There's actually more than one St. Valentine. And that's the next thing we're going to talk about.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And this is something I didn't know either. I knew there was a St. Valentine. Didn't know there was two. So there's only like not fully credible sources, but sources saying that there were two different men of the same name. One was a 3rd century Roman priest who defied Claudius the II Gothicus. These names, I gotta tell you. And another priest, he martyred them. I guess like he disobeyed them or whatever that means. And then the other one was another priest who did the same thing. So it's like two guys with the same name that like defied this martyr.
Oh God.
I don't know. Another source says there's three.
It was a 3rd St. Valentine?
Yeah, but apparently like they all got together and had a feast. It's this big thing. But yeah, there was more than one St. Valentine. Yeah. Did I get the definition of martyr right? What's a martyr?
Isn't a martyr somebody that dies for something?
Maybe I have the definition. Maybe I was reading this and I didn't understand the definition of martyr. Can we look that up real quick?
I'm going to look that up.
Everyone's going to think I'm an idiot now.
I'm pretty sure a martyr is somebody that like dies for something. Martyr definition. A person who is killed because of their religious or other beliefs.
Okay. So that's how they become saints. Kill
someone because of their beliefs. Yeah.
So various men were martyred. But they were all named Valentine, so
yeah, it's a verb. It could be a murder.
There's not one specific one out of the two that they're like, oh, it's that Valentine, and that's the one we name this holiday after. We don't know. It could be either one.
Okay. So, I'm still, like, tripping on the names and the...
Gothicus.
Game of Thrones names.
Our next little fun fact, we'll move on to the third one, is that Valentine's Day wasn't romantic, even though you think getting slapped by dead animals is romantic. It wasn't romantic until the Middle Ages.
I'm not getting slapped with it. I'm the one that's doing the slapping.
Yeah, maybe you think that's romantic.
Maybe if I got slapped, I would find it romantic.
So, in medieval times, it was like a common belief that birds began mating around mid-February. So, like, February 14th is mid-February, right? So, according to the Folklore Society, people in those days, in medieval times, tended to refer to dates by the saint designated on that day by the church's calendar, because there were no printed calendars back then, and saints were easier for people to remember than numbers, because I guess lots of people couldn't count. I don't know.
They couldn't count the 30 or 31, yeah. But they could remember 30 saints' names?
So, yeah. So through all this, I mean, they're very religious back then, right? So... because of that, Valentine's Day became associated with making like a bird and pairing off. That's where that saying kind of comes from.
Yeah. I can see single me going to
so
the bar.
You want, yeah, be like, hey girl, you wanna go to the pub on Saint, you know,
no, I gotta
Augustus Day.
I could just see me going to the club, like, or the bar now, if I was single, and be like, hey girl, you wanna pair up like a bird and get a nest. Pretty sure I'd get a drink thrown in my face. I may even get the cops called on me.
I think you would. Yeah. Probably. Yeah. Let's move on to another fact about the earliest known Valentine. And it has a sad love story behind it.
Uh-oh.
Mm-hmm. So the very first Valentine is said to have been a poem sent in 1415 by Charles, Duke of Orleans, to his wife. He was imprisoned in the Tower of London after he got captured at the Battle of Agincourt. And in this letter, or this poem, he wrote, quote, I am already sick of love, my very gentle Valentine. But he sent her that, you know, that poem, that's what he wrote in it. And he was still in prison for like 20 more years. So it was really sad.
So the first Valentine wasn't even romantic.
It was just this guy who was captured in a battle and spent 20 years in prison away from his love.
And he was sad. It wasn't even like a I love you card. It was like, I'm in jail.
Yeah.
I miss you.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess it was kind of a love card.
Mm-hmm.
Did he attach candy or flowers to it?
Well, he was in prison, so I don't think so. Maybe like his hair. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Another fact, so for Valentine's Day, we always associate with Cupid, right?
Mm-hmm.
Cupid was a Greek god. The baby, the little chubby baby that we see with wings flying around with the bow and arrow that he shoots, and mm-hmm. he hits people and they fall in love. That was associated with Valentine's Day, I think around 700 BC. And the Greeks called him at the time Eros, E-R-O-S, Eros. Okay. So the belief was that Eros was able to make mortals fall in love or fall in hate. He could do both with his magical arrows. And he was remade into Cupid by the Romans around 4th century BC. But it wasn't until the turn of the 19th century AD that Cupid became the face of Valentine's Day for his quote love creating abilities.
I know, but why can't we celebrate him for his hate abilities? You know, why can't we have a day kind of like the Purge? He should be the mascot of the Purge. It's like, on this day, I'm going to shoot you with an arrow and you're going to hate each other for 24 hours.
Well, then we'd have to refer to him as Eros because he's the god that could do that. Cupid just does the love part.
Well, why can't they just call him Eros?
It's not romantic.
But if you're doing a Purge style day, it's not going to be romantic.
I guess the whole point is to avoid a Purge style.
It would
day?
Be like a pun. It would be arrows, but like A R R O W S. Get your arrows together. You know? I spelled arrows right, didn't I?
Eros or arrows?
No, I said it needs to be a pun, so it's like arrow. Like, you that's know, funny. Like bow and arrow, and you're going to attack each other?
Maybe that's why it was his name. I don't know.
So, is there something in the history where it talks about Hallmark taking over and monetizing this thing?
I got some of that coming up. So this next one is about Valentine's Day cards.
Oh, okay.
So, on average, 145 million Valentine's Day cards are given every year.
And of those 145 million, 144,999 are thrown in the trash 2 days later?
See, yes. And that doesn't even include, it says in this article, the little tear apart cards that you give to kids.
That
to
doesn't
take to
count?
School. Nope.
Dude, those come in like a pack of 30.
Mm-hmm. It makes Valentine's Day the second most popular card-giving holiday right behind Christmas.
Jeez.
Mm-hmm.
That many million? Hundreds of million?
Think about all that paper. That's such a waste.
I don't know, especially for just that one day.
Yeah.
I used to hate that as a kid because you had to like write all their names.
Oh my God, yes.
And you hate writing when you're a little kid anyways. And it's like, oh, I gotta write to so-and-so from Andrew or from Sergio or from Caitlin.
My mom always made me do that. And I'm like, I don't like my handwriting. But she always made me write out the cards and you got to tape the little piece of candy to
God
it.
God forbid I got to put it in an envelope.
We didn't have envelopes. They just folded over.
I know, but God forbid you had those and you had to like, you got to stuff it and you got to lick it. And
did you ever have to like decorate a shoebox to put all your Valentine's?
Jesus.
Because I think they tell the parents that when you're getting these for your kids, you have to like make one for everyone in the class. So everyone has like the same amount of Valentine's because you can't just make them for your three or four friends and then no one else gets one.
No, you have to give one to everybody. It's like a participation trophy.
That's why those boxes come with like 30 in them.
Everybody gets one. You got to give it to every kid, to the annoying kid, to the smelly kid, to the one that always interrupts class, you know. To all of them. You got to give it to all of them. They all got to get one.
Except the kid that has, like, diabetes or something. And then they just get the card.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, so another fact. And this one is kind of, I thought this was cool to learn about. You know, I mentioned marketing earlier and how Valentine's Day is based off a big marketing scheme. Mm-hmm. Well, that plays into chocolate and how chocolate relates to Valentine's Day. It came from a guy's marketing idea. So, you know, it's Valentine's Day and you buy chocolates, they come in the heart-shaped box.
Mm-hmm.
That came from a man known none other than Richard Cadbury.
Oh, the egg guy.
Mm-hmm.
The Cadbury egg guy.
Cadbury eggs? Yes. So, he's the son of the man who invented Cadbury chocolate, like the company or mm-hmm. the manufacturer. And he's the one who created the first known heart-shaped box of chocolates in an effort to drive up sales for his family's business. So the first Valentine's Day box was sold in 1861. And that has grown in the industry to some about 36 million heart-shaped boxes of chocolate sold every year.
So you're telling me that this dude created that and he caught lightning in a bottle twice and he did the Cadbury egg?
Yeah, him or someone in his family. Yeah.
Dang.
But 1861, that's not that long ago if you think about it.
No.
That's like, what, 150 to 160 years ago?
Yeah. Huh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so he just did the chocolate box. He didn't do the chocolate shaped, or the heart-shaped chocolate, did he?
He invented the box specifically. I don't know what shape the chocolates were at the time, but
man. Mm-hmm. And then that's the one that always has like you open it and it's got like 12 pieces of chocolate, right? And like of those, four of them are really good, and then like eight of them or like seven of them are half-assed, and then the last one is just terrible.
Yeah. I was about to say, can they like revisit this idea and make the chocolates taste better? Because I hate the chocolates that come in those heart-shaped boxes.
It's literally like one-fifth of that box is is good. Everything else sucks.
I would rather eat a Snickers bar than eat any of the chocolates in that box. Yeah. I don't ask for them. I don't want my husband to get them. When I was a kid, I told my dad I didn't like them. Like, just like I don't like, I never liked the, like the chocolate bunnies you get at Easter.
Oh, those hollow
Those things
ones?
Are disgusting.
They're hollow and they taste terrible.
It's like they don't put enough of the cacao in it to make it taste like chocolate. It just kind of tastes like plaster. Whatever. It's awful. And that's what these heart-shaped boxes of chocolates taste like. But they're making so many of them. Maybe they're trying to save on their chocolate resources. I don't know. God. I don't know.
Good old chocolate box. Yep, I know those. I've given many of those in my day.
So another thing we associate with Valentine's Day, other than chocolate and cards, are flowers.
Flowers.
Yep. So the trend of giving flowers on Valentine's Day came from the Victorians. So red roses, we all know red roses, they're a symbol of romance, and they date back to ancient Rome. And apparently it was the favorite flower of Venus, the Roman goddess of love and beauty. And who was also Cupid's mom, by the way.
Oh.
You didn't know that?
Mm-hmm. Didn't know that.
But it wasn't until the Victorian era that men really began giving flowers to women that they were, quote, wooing. Or, yeah.
Courting, whatever.
Courting, wooing, pursuing.
Stalking.
Yeah, let's call it for what it is. But, yeah.
Stalking her.
Mm-hmm. And when is Victorian time? That's not that long ago either.
1700s?
Yeah.
1600s? Mm-hmm. Wasn't that like William Shakespeare's time? Was that 1700s, yeah. Right?
Like, it wasn't like thousands of years we've been doing this. It's only been the past few hundred.
Yeah, 200-300 years.
Years. Another Valentine's Day flower fact is that, obviously, this is the busiest day of the year for florists.
Mm-hmm.
So according to the Society of American Florists, Valentine's Day is busier than Christmas, Chanukah, and Mother's Day in terms of like the number of flowers purchased. Most of the flowers are roses. And I think about 250 million roses are grown for Valentine's Day every year, and more than half of them are red.
You know what the problem is that I have with Valentine's Day? Is that they're all like things that go to waste very quickly. And you spend an absorbent amount on it. The red rose, I think roses in general, but I think the red rose specifically like dies the fastest. You couldn't have, it's the most expensive and it dies the fastest. You couldn't have made some flower that like actually has a lifespan as the official flower of Valentine's Day. You know, something that's actually going to last a couple weeks instead of your roses that are dead by like the 17th or 18th, depending on where you bought them from. You know, they seriously only have a shelf life of maybe a week at most. Most of them don't last more than a couple of days. So that's one. And then I have to give you a card that you're just going to look at and you're going to throw it away.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to buy you chocolates that you may or may not eat. Like, everything that we give that they, like, here's another one that's come up in the last 20 years. Edible arrangements.
Oh, yeah.
Edible arrangements. My wife told me, she dropped a hint the other day, and she's like, I would really like this for Valentine's Day. Do you know, like, as a guy, I don't know about as a woman, but as a guy, when you're, like, you think about, like, the money. And you're like, everything I'm going to buy you is going to die. Or is going to spoil. Because I'm looking at this edible arrangement, it's like, you want me to send you edible arrangements to your office so that people can see that you got this, or give you flowers, or give you chocolate. Everybody's going to eat it but me, and whatever else is going to go in the trash. In 2 days, it's all going to the trash. The chocolate, the flowers, the leftover edible arrangement. And it's all like $100 here, $200 there, $300 there. And it's all just crap. That, you know, it's not something that is tangible, that you're going to hold on to, that you're going to treasure. It's like this memory, but it's like this half-ass memory.
It's food.
It's food. It really is food.
Now, I haven't ever purchased an edible arrangement, but I have been to their site before. I know they're expensive, but I want to say the reason I never got it is because one of their cheapest arrangements was still close to $100. And it was like just cantaloupe and honeydew. Like it was melon. I don't want melon.
But literally as a guy, when you're looking at stuff to send your spouse or your significant other on Valentine's Day, you're looking at the sites and it's all like flowers and candy and edible arrangements and a card. And you're looking at it and it's like, that's not going to be here in a week. That's not going to be here in 2 days. That's going to be in the trash. That's going to rot. You know, it's like, gosh, everything that you're trained to give, that you're told you should give, is just crap. It's just going to, like, you know, Thanksgiving is all about food, but it's all about, like, the preparation and, like, the fellowship and
eating it with family.
Eating it with family, making memories. This is nothing. I don't make anything. I'm not making a cake. I'm not making an edible arrangement for her. These aren't memories that we're sharing together. It's literally like, hey, did you get a caller? Hey, did you get my edible arrangement? Yeah, it was great. Sally in accounting loved it. Great. I'm glad she got it. She doesn't have a boyfriend, so she ate your edible arrangement.
You know, this is a perfect segue into my next fun little fact of Valentine's Day, is that it's expensive.
Super expensive. Mm-hmm.
There were some statistics released by the National Retail Federation, which found that back in 2022, Americans spent more than $23.9 billion
with a B
on Valentine's Day.
Billion.
Much of that money goes towards jewelry, which was about $6.2 billion of that.
Billion with a B.
And includes a whole lot of diamond rings. So you would think, oh, wait, there's no way candy and cards could cost that much. But we didn't talk about jewelry. Yeah, people are buying diamonds and all that. Silver, gold. That costs a lot of money.
Yeah, oh, yeah. That's a whole other thing. That's a whole, like, the whole jewelry thing is a whole other, like, hustle. It's a whole other scam, if you ask me. So last year, we did Valentine's Day, and one of the reasons we did it was because of my work schedule. Mm-hmm. But some of it was strategic, because it's like, hey, let's celebrate Valentine's Day on my next day off, which was like 2 days later. But it's like, we could have a way better time, and we stretched that dollar way further, going to do dang near the same thing we would have done on Valentine's Day. You know? They, like, right now, leading up to Valentine's Day, everything's expensive. On Valentine's Day, everything is expensive. It's just like Christmas. The day after, it's all back to normal. It's all back to normal. There's no reservations. You can the same restaurant that was packed to the T last night, on Valentine's night, is now a ghost town. You know, those same roses that cost you $100 when you walk into the, you know, into the florist, are $50. Exact same flower. Exact same everything. It's half the dang price. Mm-hmm. You know, because these restaurants will be like, oh, we've got couple meals for Valentine's Day. And it's like, that's BS. You made a heart-shaped steak. You know, they'll do like, oh, it's the couple's, you know, ribeye. And it's a ribeye that's shaped like a heart. It's like, dude, it's the same ribeye as it was yesterday. It's just shaped like a heart.
Yeah, and you're probably getting less of it.
Yeah, it's like all that stuff, man. Wine. I mean, you got to think about all of it, like wine, car service, like limos, all that stuff. It's not just flowers and candy and jewelry. It's like a whole thing. Pretty much anything that you would get for like a wedding is similar stuff that you would get for something like this. It all goes up. Mm-hmm. And on the 15th, it's back to normal. You know?
Or they clearance it out to try to get rid of it.
Yeah.
Because as soon as Valentine's Day is over, and sometimes on Valentine's Day, the grocery stores are taking down all the Valentine's Day candy. And what are they doing? Putting up the Easter candy.
Yeah.
They don't even wait till the day after anymore. They're doing it on Valentine's Day.
I think last year I bought some stuff for Valentine's, and then I was like, I need to buy more stuff. And I went to the grocery store like in the evening. And then I was like, oh, this stuff's on clearance already. It was like 6 o'clock at night and it was already on clearance. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, I should wait till the last minute next year. Because they're like, well, what are we going to do with it tomorrow? Let's just get, you know. But yeah, I mean, it's, at the end of the day, it comes down to what, I think we've talked about this for the holidays, for Christmas. Your spouse doesn't necessarily care about what you spent. It's the thought that counts. The old saying, it's the thought that counts. You know, and I think some of the best memories that my wife has with us, you know, in Valentine's Day is more like, what did he think to do? Like, what things did he do outside of the box that were, what's your thought on that? Like, with you and Harrison?
Yeah, I, as I've gotten, when I was younger, I, of course, liked getting the flowers or, you know, the fancy chocolates, or I never asked for anything super expensive, like the jewelry or anything, but I thought flowers were nice and I liked getting chocolate. I love chocolate. But I was also younger, and so it made me feel more special. You know, that didn't happen a whole lot. Of course, I'd get stuff from my dad, but like having other bachelors or guys, you know, courting me, it makes you feel special. As I've gotten older and I was in longer relationships and I'm married now, I still enjoy getting those things, but I don't have to have it on Valentine's Day. If anything, I avoid it because I know how expensive it is. I would much rather just spend time with my spouse.
Yeah.
So, for instance, I'll tell you what we're planning to do for Valentine's Day. Mm-hmm. Because Valentine's Day, again, this year is on a Wednesday. So, like, you have to go to work all day. And then, you know, it's not like I can go out on a Friday and stay out late to sleep in the next day. I still got to go to bed at a certain time. But we would just kind of thinking we'd stay in, cook some steaks, have some wine, watch a movie, or play a game. We love playing like board games or card games, and just enjoy each other's company and avoid all the chaos at other restaurants and events that are going on. Just stay in.
And I mean, that's kind of what we've talked about doing, because originally we were looking at going out of town like for a day, like just like an overnight thing this past weekend. And we were like, why is it so dang expensive? You know? And I was like, oh, it's Valentine's Day weekend. You know? And I was like, well, what if we did it next weekend? Like, and it's like, oh, it's back to normal.
Yep.
And what's the difference? You know, we're still spending time together. Mm-hmm. We're still going to do the same stuff. You know, when we go out of town, it's like, we'll get a nice dinner. We might end up somewhere near a casino. We might, you know, whatever, get a nice room. It's like, it's the exact same thing a week later, but it cost me way less. And you know, the feelings are no different. It's not like, oh, he's a jerk for not acknowledging me on Valentine's Day.
And I think for you and me, the reason we feel like that, like it's not a big deal, is because we probably do things for our spouses like that often enough throughout the year,
right?
That it's not like we're completely non-romantic and don't do anything like that except for Valentine's Day. And I think people that react that way to not getting anything on Valentine's Day and being really upset, maybe they're not getting enough attention the rest of the year.
Right.
Like maybe they're not getting, you know, little gifts or spending that quality time together and making those memories.
Well, so they say it's, you know, they say it's a holiday about love and all that, but I really think it's more of like a single person's holiday, or people that are like early in the courting. We're using courting a lot, but early in the dating phase, it's like you still want to feel like that spark, and you're like, oh, he likes me. He's showing me how much he cares. But like when you've been married for a while or you've been with somebody for a while, you got to show it more than once a year anyways. It's like if you're only showing it once a year, you got to go all out because there's a problem, you know? So, well.
That's all I got.
No, the 14th. It is on the 14th every year, guys. It's not too late to order something. It's not too late to get a card.
It might be too late to order flowers, just saying.
Well, so a lot of these places, like I think it's 1-800-Flowers or maybe Pro Flowers, and then Edible Arrangements, a lot of them have local stores now. So they have like local areas where they make them and they deliver them, but you can go in there and buy them too. So like there's an actual, like near us, there's an Edible Arrangements store. So in the old days, you had to order it and they would deliver it to them. But you could just walk up into an Edible Arrangement store and say, hey, I need this $200 cactus heart-shaped thing. You know, that's kiwi and watermelon. Like, you can do all that. grocery stores have stuff, Walmart.
Yeah, don't they normally have like tents outside the stores that they fill with flowers?
It looks like the circus come to town. Big old tents and balloons and it's like you walk in there and it's like, oh, you need a balloon? Oh, you need a card?
You want some wine?
Oh, you need chocolate? Yeah, you need. Oh, at the grocery stores, man, they do. At the grocery store in those stupid tents, because they're able to sell it. It's an extension of the grocery store. Yeah, it's a one-stop shop. I think one year I went in there and they even had like an area for food. Like they had like steak and lobster and
stuff. Well, they also, you know, yeah, they make those like pre-portioned meals that you can just like stick in the oven or throw on the grill. Yeah.
Oh, would you like a heart-shaped steak?
We are giving y'all great ideas.
Yeah, you can. If you really want to do that, you can. You know, but sometimes they like to know that you cared.
Mm-hmm.
You know? But, yes, I'm glad I'm not single having to do the whole courting, quote-unquote courting thing.
Yeah, it's a lot of pressure, I think, on both people, too.
It is a lot of pressure. You gotta look a certain way, and you gotta dress a certain way. And
you gotta save up for it.
You gotta say, oh, yeah. You gotta overspend. It's like you always overspend. You always end up overspending because you want to try to impress somebody that's not even going to be in your life by freaking, what's the next holiday? Easter? It's just that one day to say, I got somebody.
Well, some people like to impress.
I know. Well, I think that's going to wrap up episode 109 on Valentine's Talk. Once again, public service announcement. It is February the 14th, like it is every year. Don't forget. Is that going to wrap us up?
Yep.
That's it, guys. Let's thank the sponsors. Let's thank Wavespace Audio for giving us these awesome tracks every week. Thanks to Young Ideas Dish for all of your Dish and Google Home product needs. So on behalf of myself and Ms. Caitlin, we're Low on Disorder. We are out.
Yeah. Talk to you next time. Later. Bye.